are starting from the Gemara, Elos Kamiflugi, which is Elos, the last word of the line. I'm Gimel Amar Alef. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th line from the bottom. So the Gemara tried to say that the Machlokes Rebbi Chiya bar Kapara is according to Rebbi Yaisi whether he holds Isra Bas Achas. The problem was, Rebbi Chiya says that Rebbe said 2 according to Rebbi Yaisi and 1 according to Rebbi Shimon. Now Kapara is saying he said 1 according to Rebbi Yaisi, that means he thinks Rebbi Chiya is lying, and that's impossible to say. Ella, Dr. Gemara, commitment of Isra Bas Achas or leave it to Rebbi Shimon. The argument is according to Rebbi Shimon. So now, the shoe is on the other foot, as the Gemara will explain. That means everybody holds according to Rebbi Yaisi a chayiv too. It's Rebbi Meitzer v'schal, it's Rebbi Aschachas v'schal, and it's Rebbi Kailu, we can go both ways. So that's everybody holds according to Rebbi Yaisi. Rebbi Shimon holds a Mr. Kailu listen. He doesn't hold the Mr. Meitzer, he doesn't hold the Mr. Kailu. The shaila is, how about Isra Bas Achas? According to Rebbi Shimon, the one who stands for Ein Isra Chala Lister, he doesn't agree to Isra Maitav, he doesn't agree to Isra Kaitel, does he agree to Isra Bas Achas? When two things come at the same moment, are they both Chala or not? Rebbi Chiya says yes, and Rebbi Kapara says no. But Rebbi Kapara agrees that according to Rebbi Yaisi, it is Chala, so Rebbi Kapara is good. He heard from Rebbe 1, according to Rebbi Shimon. He heard from Rebbe, Rebbi Chiya heard from Rebbe 2, was going according to Rebbi Yaisi. Now our problem is going to be, but Rebbi Chiya says that even Rebbi Shimon holds two. So why did Rebbe say one? That's going to be the Gemara's problem. But meanwhile, let's keep on going. Something Gemara. So Bishlam and Rebbi Chiya come Mishtaba Lafuka Rebbi Shimon B'chazake. Now there's another issue. Why did Rebbi Chiya swear that Rebbe said that? What was the passion here? So I can understand that, because Rebbi Shimon always says, Ein Isser Chala Lisser. So Rebbi Chiya is coming to change Rebbi Shimon's opinion, meaning, he's saying that Rebbi Shimon made an exception to his opinion. So he wants you to understand that it's real. He says, don't think that I'm just playing around. Rebbi Shimon holds always Ein Isser Chala Lisser. This is the exception. So he swore that you should understand Rebbi Shimon is not going with his regular Shita. Rebbi Shimon's regular Shita is Ein Isser Chala Lisser. Isser Maitzev, Isser Chala. So now this is an exception. So Rebbi Chiya swore. All he's saying is Rebbi Shimon is consistent. Ein Isser Chala Lisser is always. It's always Ein Isser Chala Lisser. So why did he have to swear about it? Something Gemara Kasha, you're right. Why Rebbi Kapara had to display this passion? We don't understand. Dr. Ashi. Aliba to Rebbi Shimon. It's about 15 lines in the bottom. Hoki Kama Rebbi Chiya. Avra Gav the public Rebbi Shimon Upatam. Even though Rebbi Shimon said, However, one is not before the other. They're both chal. To take Reb Shimon out of his chazaka of his standard. But we were assuming Reb Shimon is meku. And Reb Chiya swore that no, that Reb Shimon agrees with Batah. But according to Bakapara, why was there a need for display of passion? All he's saying is Reb Shimon is consistent. He holds Ein Isser Chala Lisser always. He didn't have to swear. Dr. Gemara, you're right. We don't understand. Dr. Gemara, right.
There's
4 things. There's Isser Chala Lisser that's neither. It's nothing. The second one has nothing over the first one. There, seemingly, everybody holds Ein Isser Chala Lisser. Then you have Isser Maitzev, where the item becomes usher to more things. Then you have Isser Kailu, where the person becomes usher of more items. And then you have Isser Bas Achas. So this is what we know. We know that Rabbi Yaisi holds of Isser Maitzev and of Isser Bas Achas. In those cases, he would say Isser Chala Lisser. Kailu was questionable. One part of the Gemara seems to say he doesn't hold the Mr. Kailu, and the Gemara later on said he did hold the Mr. Kailu. You can go both ways in Rabbi Yaisi about Kailu. Maitzev, he said clearly, 2. Basachat, he holds 2. Right? The only shaila is what Rabbi Yaisi would hold by Kailu. That was left up in the air. Rabbi Shimon holds a Mr. Kailu, listen. Not by Maitzev, not by Kailu, it's not Kailu, listen. The machloikus, Rebbi Chiya and Rebbi Kapara is, What would Reb Shimon say by Bat Achas? He comes at the same time. He agrees both are chal. And Bar Kapara says no. Ain't it chal? Is there only one of the two would be chal? The one that's stricter. Even Bat Achas. That's the machloikus of Chiyah and Bar Kapara.
So there are the
what Reb Shimon objected to? Correct. Well, they're not arguing in Reb Yaisi anymore. We thought they were arguing in Reb Yaisi, but we had a problem. Because why is the Queen of Bar Kapara lied?
That's not tenable.
That's not tenable. So therefore, we changed that they're arguing in Reb Shimon. Practically, Gemara got the same problem. So Bishnah of the Bar Kapara, he asked me rapidly today, leave it to Reb Shimon. He asked him, Reb Chia, leave it to Reb Yaisi. According to Bar Kapara, Rebbe told Reb Chia 2 because he was going to Reb Yaisi. He told Bar Kapara 1 because he was going to Reb Shimon. So Reb Chia is not lying. He is saying the 100% truth. Right? Because he heard from Rebbe 2. But that was going in Reb Yaisi. He made a mistake. And Bar Kapara heard 1 in Reb Shimon. Ella, Reb Chia, Bar Kapara, Shurim, Kamashakar. But Reb Chia is saying that even according to Reb Shimon, it's 2. That means Bar Kapara, who says 1, is like nobody. Is that possible? The same question the opposite way. When we had them in Reb Yaisi, we had the question, how can Bar Kapara say Reb Chia is lying? Oh, we're having it in Reb Shimon, how can Reb Chia say Bar Kapara is lying? Because according to Reb Chia, everybody holds it's 2. So who says 1? But Bar Kapara swears that Rebbe said 1. Are you calling him a liar? Dr. Rashi, Bishlam Bar Kapara, until it's rooted in the Gemara, he can answer his Messiah. The Gemara is Reb Chia, and Reb Chia is Messiah. Ulameymar, and he can say, he asked in Rebbe Potter, Aliba Reb Shimon, when did Rebbe say Potter? Meaning only one, that was only a quaint Reb Shimon. He asked Reb Chia Chayuva, and when he told Reb Chia 2, Aliba Reb Yaisi. Reb Chia who the Tav the Sava, Reb Chia made a mistake and thought the Rebbe had leave it to Reb Shimon. He's not a liar. Rebbe did say too, but he was going in Reb Yaisi. Reb Chia misunderstood and he thought he was going in Reb Shimon. Elo Reb Chia Damar leave it to Reb Shimon after Rebbe Chiyuva. Queen Reb Shimon who says that Rebbe said too even according to Reb Shimon. And the Psur the Asin the Bar Kapara leave it to that. So who said one? Vichy Shikura Meshakir Bar Kapara? Is Bar Kapara lying? The Asin the Rebbe Psur a cloud? The Rebbe didn't say Potter at all? Didn't say one at all? The same question we had yesterday, but now the shoe is on the other foot. Yesterday when we thought it was going in Reb Yaisi, and Bar Kapara said that Rebbe said according to Reb Yaisi one. I mean, Reb Chia that said two is lying. And that can't be. So we answered it's going like Reb Shimon. So now Bar Kapara that said one is lying according to Reb Chia. Because Reb Chia is saying Rebbe said two according to Reb Shimon. So who did Bar Kapara hear one according to? And for the Gemara. Amalach Reb Chia ki asna Rebbe li didei tarti lifter esnaya. He's not lying. He's not lying. Rebbe, when Rebbe taught him two, his putter, meaning you only have one, he was teaching him two. The Isser title asne, but libid Reb Shimon. Okay. What happens is as follows. Reb Chia is saying, Bar Kapara mixed up Rebbe's cases. Rebbe was saying that when one Isser is chal first, and then the second Isser comes later, Reb Shimon holds you only chayav one. Meaning, if he didn't become Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos, he became Bar Mitzvah on Tuesday. So on Tuesday he had the Isser Zar, right? And on Shabbos he got the Isser Shabbos. Shabbos is more inclusive than the Isser Zar. So then Rebbe says, according to Reb Shimon, you're only chayav one. Reb Shimon holds eight Isser Chalal Isser, even if the second one includes more things. Right? So therefore, Bar Kapara is right. Reb Shimon said, Rebbe said one, but he wasn't going an Isser Basachas. He was going an Isser Kail. And it was talking to Bamum Shishimish Betuma. It wasn't that he became Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos. He was a Bamum and he became Bar Mitzvah on Tuesday. So Bamum was Chal first. Then he became Tumah. So now Tumah is later on. So Tumah is an Isser Kail. Reb Shimon doesn't hold an Isser Kail. So Zokhtim Chiyah Bakabor is 100% right. He just got the case wrong. He got the case wrong. He thought Rebbe was talking about Bas Achas. And that Rebbe was saying that Shimon holds only one Isser Bas Achas. That's wrong. Rebbe holds, according to Shimon, Isser Bas Achas is two, like I heard from Rebbe. That which Bakabor heard one was a mistake. Rebbe was talking about Isser Kail. Bakabor thought he was talking about Isser Bas Achas. So he walked away mistaken. Now, why did Bakabor make such a mistake? The Gemara will explain. Zok to Gemara Nachamon. Amalach Rav Chiyah. He asked the Rebbe in the day Tarti of Turasne. You're right. He did teach him that it's not true. He taught him only one. But the Isser Kail Asne, a Libidur of Shimon. But it was a case of Isser Kail. And that's when Reb Shimon holds only one. It wasn't Bas Achas. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Amalach Rav Chiyah. Vadei Bakabar le Mishaka. Bakabar did not make a lie, did not lie. Elatoi, he made a mistake. The Rebbe Vadei Ptura Asne. Rebbe said, Potter means only one. Veloi Bakulu, Elabatarti. Only in two of the three cases, the Rebbe say what? Bizar Shashimish Mishabas. Amum Shashimish Batumah. Both of those cases could be simultaneous. If they became bar mitzvah on Shabbos, or bar mitzvah, and he was a bar woman tamei, or it could be kail, a benai de kail, benai de achas kedam. Well, the Gemara explained that that can happen one of two ways, right? The isher kail last thing. Goyim, heidu di srami ide kail. When the second one is a kail, right, a bar mum that becomes tamei, tamei offers him in more things. Asne Rebbe Petura believe in Reb Shimon, but the heichi the asne srami bebas achas. Asna Chiyuva. Let me explain. And please, if I'm not clear, please ask me to explain it again. Before earlier, when we started the sugya, we thought the Zohar and Shabbos and Bamum and Tuma were not simultaneous. One happened, and then the second one happened. And that the case was Isser Kailul. The second one answers the person and more things. For the Zohar, he was asked to do Aveda. Came Shabbos, he became asked to do all Malacha. So he becomes asked to do more things. So we said, the Machloek is Reb Chiyah and Bakapara, is Isser Kailul according to Reb Yaisi. That's how we started the Sugya yesterday. So the Machloek is Reb Chiyah and Bakapara, is by Isser Kailul according to Reb Yaisi. Bakapara says Reb Yaisi holds one, and Reb Chiyah holds Reb Yaisi holds two. It was a wonderful pshat. The problem was, that the case of Malika was simultaneous. The case of Malika was not first one and then the other. Because as soon as you do Malika, it's Nevela, and usher to the Israel to eat because it's Kachem. So there's two that come at the same time. So we ran into a problem. You can't say the Machloekis is about Isser Kail, because the case of Malika is not Isser Kail. That was our problem yesterday. That's a switch and say no. They're not arguing by Kail. They're arguing about Bas Achas. And we turned all three cases into an Isser Bas Achas. That's what we did yesterday. And first we wanted to say they're arguing according to Reb Yaisi by Bas Achas. And then we pulled that because then Reb Chiyah is saying Bakapar is lying. And then we said, no, they're arguing according to Reb Shimon by Bas Achas. But now we have a problem that Reb Chiyah is saying Bakapar is lying. Because how can Bakapar say one when Reb Chiyah says Rebbe said even according to Reb Shimon too? So now Reb Chiyah gives you this answer. Rebbe never said these three halachas together. He said two halachas and he said a third halacha. By the case of Zohar and Shabbos and Bamum and Tumah, it was not simultaneous. And therefore Rebbe told Bakapar that according to Reb Shimon it's only one. What?
Kail.
It was not simultaneous. It was Zohar, then came Shabbos. It was Bamum.
Everybody agrees?
Rabbi Yaisi would negate. Rabbi Shimon would hold, it's only one. And that's what Rebbe meant when he told Bakapara one. He never said it by Malika. Because by Malika, Rabbi Shimon would agree it's two. Bakapara saw two cases in one case. And he said, oh, they're all Basachas. He put the three cases together. Rebbe taught him the two cases and said one. Bakapara heard the third case of Malika, which is Bat Achas, and he said, oh, it's like the other two. Rebbe never said it on that. Bakapara put the three together, walked away saying, Bat Achas, according to Shimon, is one. Zokhtab Chia Bakapara is not lying. Rebbe said one, but he wasn't talking in a case of Bat Achas. Bakapara misunderstood Rebbe and put the three together when really Rebbe had separated them. Two of them, Reb Shimon holds one. In one of them, Reb Shimon would agree two. But Rakabara put the three together and said they're all Basachas and they're all one. See, he's not lying. Of course he heard Rebbe say one. But he misunderstood the case. Inside. And then we're going to read that top Rashi again. The Chazim of Rakabara Lazar Shalcha Malika. Rakabara saw the third case. The Aydin the Damula sounds very similar. Zor on Shabbos, Bamum Batuma, Zor eating Malika. Sounds very similar. Arabadayu. So then he mixed the three together. For Ayimba. And he said, hey, how can these three cases work? So he said, oh, Zor Malika has to be Basachat. The Savar, Midaha Basachat, why not be Basachat? So therefore he misinterpreted that the case of Zor on Shabbos and Bamum Batuma is also Basachat. Umidahanak was Zor. And since Rebbe told me about the first two cases, there's only one, Hanach Nami lived to her. So the third case is only one. Meaning, again, because he put the three cases together, and one of them can only be Basachas, he in his mind understood that the other two are Basachas, and say Rebbe said one. But Rebbe never said one on those two cases. On the third, he only said one when they were not simultaneous. So everybody agrees. Nobody is lying here. The Machloikis is according to Reb Shimon by Basachas. The Bchia said, I heard Rebbe tell me that even according to Reb Shimon, the Basachas is two. Bakabara says, I heard Rebbe tell me that if according to Reb Shimon, it's one. That which Reb Chia heard two was according to Reb Yaisi. Reb Chia says, I heard two according to Reb Shimon. That which he heard one was he mixed up the cases. It was a case of Issachar. And that's when Rebbe told him one. He went and added the third case, which is Basachas, and therefore said Rebbe said it by Basachas. Rebbe never said it by Basachas. And therefore he's not lying, but he misunderstood Rebbe. So the end of Maskana, the Machloikis of Chia bar Kapara, is Basachas according to Reb Shimon. That's the Machloikis. So according to Reb Yaisi, he holds the Mitzvah Basachas, he gets two. Isra Mites, if he gets two, Isra Kailo, we left questionable. Ain't Isra Kailo Lister. According to Reb Shimon, ain't Isra Kailo Lister by regular, by Mitzvah, by Kailo, and by Basachas, it's Machlaikas. Reb Chia is saying, Rakabara misunderstood Rebbe, and Rakabara is saying, Reb Chia heard Rebbe according to Reb Yaisi, not according to Reb Shimon. Now let's read the Rashi, the top Rashi. The kill is a kaitel after Kloima. Hagen the Ast Isrami Ide Kaitel, when the second one was more inclusive, Asnan Rabbi Batura. But leave it to Shimon. The Hagen the Israma Babasaka, and when they come simultaneously, Asnan Chiyuva. Abu Malika lay Asnan Batura Klau. Rabbi wasn't talking about the case of Malika. That case doesn't happen consequentially. Elim Babasaka is only simultaneously, Vasa Rab Shimon made. The Bechazi Bar Kapara Lazar Shachem Alik Ladam Yilahu. In Bar Kapara's mind, that was a similar case. The Havinami Kikachim Chodo, the Mechayim Alei Tarti. It's similar. You do one act and there's two Averis. The Orva Bahadayo Liptura. And he put it together. He said, oh, all three are only Chayim one. The Ki Orva Leathik Adai Tidor the Mishtakas Bechayim. At the time that he put them together, he didn't chap that Rebbe was talking about consequential, and one is impossible to be consequential. And since he didn't chap that, the Ayin Balachas Vankish in his kind of the other, 6 months later, a year later, when Bakabara was chazering over, Vahishayna slushed him biyachad. In his mind, those three went together, even though he was the one that put the three together. But once he learned it that way, it became, that's the way it is, the three are the same. Therefore, he said, if number three is Basachas, one and two are Basachas as well. V'shachach duhu arva. He forgot that he was the one that mixed in number three. Rebbe never said number three. V'sabah the Rebbe asked him. He thought Rebbe taught it to him. Chiddush Gizmon. But Kapara added number three, then a while later did not remember that he's the one that added three. To him it became, Rebbe taught him all three. If that's true, the third case can only be simultaneous with Simpater. So his mistake became, because he added the case, and then when he posited it, did not remember that he had added case number three. And then he analyzed it and said case number three is only Batachas. It must be one and two are also only Batachas. Or talking about the Batachas. And Rebbe said one. But he didn't remember it, that Rebbe wasn't talking about case number three. That was his own addition. And that one and two can be talking about Kailos. And he shouldn't have added his third case. But by adding the third case and then not remembering that this was his own addition, he misunderstood Rebbe. He misquoted Rebbe. Rebbe said one. He's not lying. But Rebbe wasn't talking about his case. But since he added three and then later on did not remember the two he heard from Rebbe and one he added on his own, walked away saying Rebbe said it by all three. And if Rebbe said it by all three, that means Yisr Basachas is only one. Because the third case can only be Yisr Basachas. But that was his own invention. Rebbe never talked about that. That's what Rebbe is claiming. About Kapara says, that's not what happened. What happened was Rebbe taught me all three as one. So nobody's lying. Rebbe agrees that Rebbe heard, that Kapara heard one. He just thinks Kapara doesn't remember that Rebbe never taught to them. That case.
Rebbe
is teaching his Talmidim the halacha. Sometimes he explains it according to Rabbi Yaisi. Rebbe's a later Tana, right? So Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Shimon lived before him. There's a Machlokes Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Shimon, and Rebbe's explaining what would be the halacha. So the way we're learning now, Rebbe was explaining what Rabbi Shimon would say in the following cases. So Rabbi Chia says, Rebbe told me two in the following cases, when it's Basach. Akampara said, Rebbe taught me one. Well, it's
Basach.
Well, either Rabbi Yaisi or Rabbi Shimon, depending on which territory in the Gemara you go. Now we're saying he's explaining Rabbi Shimon, correct?
Why would it be Kafas and Shua if he only taught him one? How
that was the Gemara's Kasha.
So why did he?
Gemara said Kasha. Gemara never answered why he swore. The Gemara said we understand why Rabbi Chiya swore, because he was changing Rabbi Shimon's way of life. Rabbi Shimon always said, "Ain't it a follow this?" Or make an exception. But according to Bakabara, why did he swear? And the Gemara answered, "Kasha." We don't know. You asked me, I would have answered that once the other person swore, so he reacted with the same passion. But you know, the Gemara doesn't say that answer. You know, every time the Gemara says Kasha, some Rishonim learned there was an answer to be said, but the Gemara didn't want to get involved. There's a sefer called Kushus Miyushev that writes an answer on every time the Gemara says Kasha, what the Gemara could have said. This Achran tried to figure out what the Gemara could have said. It's a sefer called Kushus Miyushev. There was once a shas printed way back when I was a child. It was a Ma'iris Shas, I think. The printer was Ma'iris. In the back, they had the Sefer Kushus Miyushev and every Masechta. The red Shas, way, way back. Goes back, if I was a kid, it goes back to the early 60s. Late 50s, early 60s. And there, in the back, was printed the Sefer Kushus Miyushev, but he never made it into any other print. The subsequent prints put other things in, but he was left out. Sorry?
Gemara thought it was, had an answer, they
would have said it. Rashbam and Baba Basra brings two opinions. What is the difference between Kasha and Chufta? Some of you remember Baba Basra, Rashbam discussed this, right? So, one opinion of the Rishonim is that there's no difference. And one opinion of the Rishonim is that Kasha means there's a way out, but the Gemara didn't want to get involved.
Because the
Gemara didn't want to get involved.
Right?
Again, there is an answer, but the Gemara didn't want to get involved, so it says better just leave it alone.
That's why it doesn't say
Chufka. The Gemara never said the answer.
No, that's why nobody.
Oh, the question is, I'm there with that. That's printer's decisions. That's whoever put out the shots, put out things that sell. That was a.
How many times
did they say it? Many, many, many times. Many, many times.
Who wrote the secret?
Reb Shaya Peck, the one who wrote the Maseiros HaShas. He's an early Achlan. I mean, he lived in the 1600s, I believe, or the early 1700s. He wrote a sefer called Kushis Miyushev. Goes through every place in Shas that the Gemara says Kasha, and he offers a possible teretz. But that only works with the Rishayim that say that that's what Kasha means. It's Machlokes Rishayim.
I mean, it would seem that it's different than the word Tiyufta, right?
That's what those Rishayim say.
I mean, it's a different word.
Yeah, one spelled Kasha and one spelled Tiyufta, you're right.
That makes sense.
Again, I don't pick sides in Rishayim. Who am I to pick sides? I'm telling you, it's a Machlokes Rishayim. I don't like to pick sides in Rishayim.
Is there someone showing the same thing?
Yes. So can you get me a scene? There's a Baba Basra here. This is a major Machlokes Rishayim, how to approach the word Kasha. That means he's totally slugged up. They weren't sure. And the lawyer stacked Baruch about who shaita. They didn't find an answer at that time, so they left it alone. Dr. Azbam, Baba became, and this is Rabbeinu Hananel. The Abba became Dr. Azbam, ain't near a Be'enai. I don't agree. The lawyer's not Chupta, the lawyer's not Kasha, Chadi, it's the same. Elagabe Chupta, me Mishnah Braisa, Shayach Lemme Chupta. When it's ever from a Mishnah and a Braisa, we say the word Chupta. We pick it, Amiroi, Shayach Lemme Mekasha. When an Amira asks the question, like here, why did Rebecca Parra swear? We say Kasha. When we have a Kasha from a Mishnah or a Braisa, then we say Chupta. But they both slug it up. Okay. It's a numbeis of a base, Baba Basra. Rabbam himself, Rabbam. This is Rabbam and the numbeis of a base of Baba Basra. He quotes Rabbeinu Hananel and he argues on it. This is a shas machlokes. Not only in Baba Basra and it's not only in Nivama. It's everywhere. But it's interesting. Rabbeinu Hananel says they didn't think of the teretz at that time. And they didn't want to put more time into it, so they just said, Kasha, leave it alone, but it's answerable. Chupta meant it's not answerable. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, both are not answerable, except Chupta means it's a Mishnah of Raisa, and Kasha is when it's a question from Amaroyim.
What did Rabbi Shmuel say about that statement?
He would disagree with it. He would say the answers are wrong. Obviously, the one who wrote the Sefer was going to Rabbi Hananel. He knew the Rabbi Shmuel, and he was going to Rabbi Hananel Shita. There's also a Dva later in Yavamas that answers the Gemara's Kasha. They're being arrived in that Dva that he agrees to Rabbeinu Hananel. The Gemara says Kasha, and the Dva says the Gemara could have given this answer. So that means the Dva is seemingly agreeing to Rabbeinu Hananel. It's a Dva, I believe it's a Mubhei, I don't remember for sure. We'll get there, Mer Hashem, when we go further in Yavamas. I remember this from a long, long time ago, this Dva.
So,
whenever the Gemara says Chupta, what does that mean? We slugged him up.
What does it take?
Teiku is a different thing. Teiku is never a kasha. Teiku is not a shayla. There's a difference between a kasha and a shayla. When you say something and I ask, I'm asking you a kasha. When I go over to a baruch and ask him what is the halacha, I'm not asking him a kasha. He never said anything. I'm asking him a shayla. What should happen in this case?
I'm sorry.
Or it could be in one man the other. According to Bakapara, what would be in this case? It's a shayla. It's a lack of knowledge that I want to fill up my knowledge. Kasha means you said something and that triggered a response.
So that acronym does not make sense.
Tishbiyana
and Kushyas
Vibayas
does not make sense.
Tishbiyatar, it's Kushyas Vibayas.
It doesn't make sense.
Well, he might answer Kashas too. But it's going. By the way, that's not what the word means.
I know.
Teiku means let it stand. We say that the reason the Gemara used that term for let it stand is because it's an acronym of Tishbiyatar, it's Kushyas Vibayas. Teiku means let it stand. Teikum. Let it stand. The Yerushalmi uses the word tibai. Remain with the shayla. Also, the Yerushalmi, whenever he tries to prove a shayla, doesn't say tashma, it says tachazi. Come and see. And Bavli always uses the word tashma. The Achrayim say Yerushalmi had greater clarity. To them, they saw. And Bavli, they heard. That's what that Quaynum want to say. To a Shaila. Either a Raya or a Klesh. To Tachazi. Come and see. Instead of come and hear, it says come and see. So they say, because Yishalmi had clarity, greater clarity. So it says Tachazi. Bavli had less clarity, so there it says Tashma. Okay, Dr. Gemara Baita. Mitzvah. We have a question. Dor Shemesh B'Shabbos. Now, the Baita says, a Zohar who serves on Shabbos, U'bamum Shemesh B'Tumah, Yeshka Mishim Zorus, U'mishim Shabbos, U'mishim Bamum, U'mishim Tumah. He's got two in each. Zohar and Shabbos is two, Bamum and Tumah is two, Divrei Reb Yaisi. Reb Shimon Aimer, Shimon says, "Ein kan el mishim zaras ubamum bilvad." Only one. The ilu melika shairi doesn't say the third case. Notice it only says two of the three cases, right? The Braita did not bring case number three when the melika was done. Remember, we said case one and two can be either batachas or kail. Case three can only be batachas. This Braisa did not bring case number three. It only brought case number one and two. It left out three. Now, why did it leave it out? According to whom did it leave it out? It didn't say it because of Reb Yaisi, because Reb Yaisi wouldn't say two in the case of Malika. Doesn't make sense. Even in case one and two, which are consequential, he says two. Mr. Batachas Miboi, for sure when they're simultaneous. Elolav or Reb Shimon. It's saying these two only, because Reb Shimon only says one in those two, because they're consequential. Well, Mr. Kailu who the Pater. Alo Mr. Achas Mechayev. Chupta the back of Parah Chupta. Since the Brisa only said two cases, why did the Brisa leave out the case three? Must be that case three would not be the same as case one and two. Now, according to whom wouldn't it be the same? If in case one and two, which is not Batachas, he says two, for sure one is Batachas. That means it must be according to Reb Shimon, who in one and two said one, because they're not simultaneous. But in three, he would agree two. If not, why isn't three in that Braisa? By omission, the Braisa is teaching me that case three is different. That there, Reb Shimon would agree to two. Why? Because case three is simultaneous. That shlugs up Bar Kapara. Chupta the Bar Kapara, chupta. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. The man shaira, clever. Man minayu maidaba, the leboy laflugi. Who would agree to whom by the third case? Elam Reb Yaisi maidaba, that it's only one. Has to be it's a kail, the chad minayu kodim, of Reb Yaisi achon kail. Even when they're consequential, they're not simultaneous. he says the last one is chal b'batachas miboy for sure b'batachas. Elolav the Reb Shimon umidemayim the Malika. It left out case three because he would agree. Shmami no, the hoda polik b'hanach heichad is shrami b'kayel hoda polik. The reason he's arguing in one and two and not in three is one and two is consequential and three is simultaneous. Abu b'sher b'batachas mechayev tarti. Chufta the Bar-Kabara. Chufta, it slugs the Bar-Kabara completely. Interesting that we're slugging Bar-Kabara up from a Braita, because Bar-Kabara is Rebbe's Talmud. It's not like he's later on Myra. But still, we feel that the Braita shows that Pia's version of events was right and the Bar-Kabara's version of events was a mistake. That's what we're saying. Zakti Gemara Baita. Now we're finished. We have our Machlaikasin. We figured it out. Now we're just going back to do some cleanup work. Zohar Shashimish B'Shabbos B'Mai. What did the Zohar do on Shabbos? He had to do something that's an Avodah that's Chilul Shabbos. What did he do? Ibi Shechita, Shechita B'Zohar Kshera. If he did Shechita, then he's not Iver Zohar. A Zohar is allowed to do Shechita. The one Avodah Zohar is allowed to do Sunday through Friday is Shechita. So you can't say it's also because of Zohar. He's not also because of Zohar to do Shechita. What? Right? Ikabala Halacha, is it catching the blood and moving the blood towards the Mizbeach and Zrika to Tabamu? What Malacha is it? There's no Malacha in catching blood and walking it to the Mizbeach and sprinkling it. It's rabbinic. Might be Muktzah. Whatever you want to say it is, it's not biblical. What Malacha? There's no 39 Malachas done in catching blood and walking it and sprinkling it on the Mizbeach. It's a Malacha. So what malacha did he do that he's not allowed to do as a czar, and it's a Chilul Shabbos Doraisa? Zokta Gemara, Iba Haktara, that he burnt the fat on the Mizbeach. That seems Doraisa, because he's burning something. But we had a machloikis this number of times. The Torah wrote, L'Sevaru Eish B'Chomash V'Seichem. And the question is, why did the Torah specify that? Rabbi Yossi says that Havara is not a Chi of Misa, only a Chi of Lav. There's no Chatas. And therefore, it can't be that he was Mechal Shabbos and Havara. We're saying he's Chai for Shabbos. He's not Chai for Shabbos. It's the one of the 39, Rabbi Yossi says, that doesn't have the severity of the other 38. Simply a Lav.
This is according to him?
That's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Reb Nassen argues and says, no, they're all 39 of Karas and Misa. The reason the Torah specified Lishavar was to tell me that each Malacha stands on its own. If you do two of them, you chayiv two. The Machlokes, we had it in Yavamas earlier, in Havavim and Beis. The Chaluk Yatzis or the Lav Yatzis? That was there, under the Havavim and Beis. It had nothing to do with the Shalom. Zokti Gemara Amar Avacha Bar Yaakov. Let's catch up with Rashi. Zokti Rashi, Bezark Shechita Bezark Sheira Vein Kan Zaris. Tulta Baalmuhu Vein Kan. I think it's supposed to say Elishvus. Vein Kan Shabbos. There's no biblical. Ibak Tara. Rabbi Yitzi Eichem Mechayev Chatos Mishim Shabbos. Because after that, the Chatos Mechayev Lei. That means is Rabbi Yitzi saying Yichayev too. Amar Rabbi Yitzi Per Kama. We had it in the first parak. Havar Lelavios. And for the Gemara, Amar Avacha Bar Yaakov B'Shchitas Parash Shekayin Gadol. It was in Kippur. It wasn't Shabbos. When we said Zohar on Shabbos, we didn't mean Shabbos. We meant Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, the Shekayin has to shecht his par. And a Zohar went and shechted it. So it's Zohar and Yom Kippur. Even though we use the term Shabbos, we really mean Yom Kippur. Correct the Gemara. Practic Gemara. Okay, Divri Aimer, Shechitas Parash Shekayin Gadol B'Zohar P'sula. It's a Machlokes. We're going like the Man D'Yomer that says, the Zohar is not allowed to do it. Practic Gemara, Yochimai Yizohar from Kayin Hedget Nami. Forget about a Zohar. Even a Kayin Hedget is a Zohar for that. So, Gemara, you're right. Shazar Rasplikamar. We didn't mean a Zohar. We meant anybody that's a Zohar for this Malacha. Even a Kayin who would check the Parash Shekayin Gadol would have the same Malacha. Rashi. Shechitas Parash Shekayin Gadol B'Yom Kippurim. The Shechita Av Malachu, which is Zaris Nami Ika, Kedivri Aimer B'Yuma, like it says in B'Yuma, B'Perik Tarach B'Kalfi, Shechita Sparah B'Zar P'Sula. Afilu kai hegit nami. The man the puzzle yol of time in the Aaron the chukav. The man the puzzle learns out from the word Aaron and chukav. The sivish of Aaron of sivish side of parshul of chakaylam. Says Aaron and then it says chakaylam. Chalecha the siv chukav kugahu. Means it's ma'akiv al ma'aron dafka. So it can be even a kain hegit. The Gemara says you're right. It doesn't necessarily only mean a zarm. It means a kain hegit. Interesting. The Achrayim asked, why didn't the Gemara say you're a bishul? When you put the fat on the mizbeach, the fat cooks before it gets consumed. So why didn't the Gemara say it's haktara and he's ivor bishul? This is Nachmanim's question. The Gemara could have answered. The Gemara says it, haktara is mavir, you're burning something. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's only a lav. But fine, you're cooking something as well. Doesn't make a difference. You're cooking metal, it's also bishul. You melt metal, it's bishul. Again, this is a major machlokes. What I'm going to say now is to be taken not l'maisa. There are achrayim that build from this Gemara that if your purpose is to consume it, the fire should consume it, not that you should use it afterwards. It's not bishul. Bishul is only when you try to take something, change it, and then use it.
You want it in
the second state. But when your purpose of cooking it is not to cook it, but to burn it, they want to try it, it's not bishul. That very big chiddush. Right. B'shaygi, the guy's doing your b'shaygi.
Yeah, so, isn't most of
it is a love when you're cut to it. Exactly. That's what the Gemara said. And the Gemara answered that it's not chatzara, it's shita by Yom Kippur. But the Gemara, the Achrayim's kasha is, why can't the Gemara say it's haktara? And forget about mavir, which is only a lav, but you're cooking. This is a major kasha that a lot of terutzim said. One of the terutzim that said is this teretz. The big chiddush. The one is not ivor bishul when the purpose is to burn it. Negeya, the mashal. The halacha says, we paskin. The halacha says that we paskin is that if you cook, if you use butzer b'cholov, milk that's asur for butzer b'cholov, I'm sorry, fat that has in it some milk, for chanukah, or your ever bishul butzer b'cholov. Right, because as the fire is burning, you're cooking it, and you're not allowed to cook milk and meat. Does that not do that? No. It's a bishul. It's well done at Pitzchei Tshuva in Siman Peitai in your day that it's aser. But going to this side, never bishul if the purpose is to burn it up, not to use it. Be a big side. It'd be, you know, a very big aside, but not everybody agrees. I just mentioned that as a aside. Not nobody should pasca from this. It was just meant to be mentioned.
Where's the call of
you? I forgot to read the case. The case is in the description. I forgot to read it. I have to look it up.
In your neighbors.
In your neighbors, you're burning something that's basa b'chalov.
What ingredient of the...
You took butter and fat and put it into your nair. Okay, back to the Gemara. Maskil for Ravashi. Ravashi says, I don't understand the whole problem. Mini chatos, k'tani, or lavin, k'tani? Did Rabbi Yossi say two lavin or two chatos? Yisurim al-Makachashim. He just wanted to know how many Yisurim you're over. You're right. There's no two chatos. It's Havara. There's no two chatos. It's Mukta. There's no two chatos. But you're doing two Yisurim. One of Zara, one of Shabbos. What difference does it make? L'may nav kamina? The Kaivri be Rishon Gemara. Back to that Gemara. Rabbi Yossi never said you chayef two chatos. You're looking for a biblical iser. Who says? All he said is the guy's being machal Shabbos. Period. What difference does it make? He did two averes. Rashi. How he gets seen in mini chatos tani alavik tani isuri hu d'chash. Fine. Yes. Well, we thought we were talking about Mishayim because we were talking about Chatos, but now we're saying we're not talking about Chatos.
Before that, we were talking about Chatos. Oh, so that wouldn't put him in the
Mishayim Gemorim, no. And now we're saying you're talking about Mason.
Oh, so that would make a difference.
Right.
Everybody is. Our whole life, this is one mice. We all can say that we have not done anything that deserves. I mean, not Rebbe, I'm saying us.
I think you did Tshuva Yom Kippur. You're okay. You're good to go. You're good to go. You did Tshuva Yom Kippur. Some people do Tshuva every night. Before they go to sleep, they do Tshuva. Arizal says to say Vidui before you go to sleep. According to you, he was trying to get an extra day.
With killing?
Is it supposed to? That's the same thing before a person goes to sleep.
Who does that,
Rebbe? I know a lot of people that do it. I don't, but I know people that do it. Sure.
Just do the Vayra first.
Who is that? Who'd you say? You know, they say over the Baal Shem Tov said about a certain Rav that he says lies every day, and everybody was amazed. And the Baal Shem Tov said one of the Gzeilei Hadar says lies every day. He says, yeah, he says Hashanah when he never did an Averis, he lies. Nothing, Mr. Weiter. I'm Shekitru Shtei Nashim. Interesting story. Two people were Mekadosh two wives. The Gemara is going to explain it with Bishagig. By mistake, Reuven married Shimon's wife, and Shimon married Reuven's wife. Reuven was Mekadosh one girl, Shimon was Mekadosh a second girl, and by the weddings, the wrong girl went to the wrong man. And they lived together. Bishagig, but they violated Eishes Ish. They each lived with another man's wife. What? They had Kedusha. Then by the time of the wedding, for some reason, the wrong woman ended up with the wrong man. If they were brothers, the two men, they would also be chayav for brother's wife. The reason this Mishnah is here is because Issachar Alisser. If the two women were sisters, so now you got three. She's an Eishasish, she's an Eishasach, and she's an Eishalachaisa. By the way, they're all Basachas.
Of course.
Well, not necessarily. It depends if they did it at the same time or not.
How did it happen Basachas?
Well, you could have a Shliach do a Shliach in the Kedush. But the Gemara is going to talk about whether it's Basachas or it's not. We'll talk in the Gemara. The Gemara need this. If they were both Nidus, some Nida. They also get Nida. So it's possible that each of these people have to bring four carved Mechatzeses. 4 times 4 equals 16.
I have to get 4, 3, no?
Eishasish, Eishasach, Achaitisha, Nida. V'mhoi Ktanas, Shein Ruyas Leilid. If they were Ktanas, that they're not, I'm sorry, V'mafrishinais and Shloish Chadashim. Then they have to separate from their real husband for 3 months. Because if they're pregnant, the kids are mamzer. If they became pregnant by living with the wrong man, the kid is a mamzer.
Why?
We mean why? She's the ancient ish.
Well,
shogig doesn't change mamzer. Mamzer is a reality, not a punishment.
What? I'm sorry. A mamzer is even a shogig?
100%. Mamzer means he's born without an illegitimate marriage. That is chorus or worse. It was an illegitimate living together. B'shayig, but they lived together. I don't understand your question. We're not punishing the kid. The kid is a fact. He is a mamzer. No. The ma'iktanis ain't ruyas leilid. If they're ektanis, they don't have to wait 3 months because they're not pregnant. If these women were Baskayans, and the halacha is a Baskayan that gets widowed, goes back to eat truma, well, they can't, because once they had this kind of relationship, even b'shayig, they become possible from truma. The Gemara is going to elaborate on this in the sixth pairing, but basically, what the Mishnah is saying, and it's going to be a shocker, is that Zayna is also a physical metzias. It's not a moral and ethical statement. A woman who has a relationship with a man who is karis or worse cannot ever eat truma because she had that relationship. Whether she wanted to or she didn't want to, the reality is she had it, and therefore she becomes usher to eat truma. We'll talk about this more. Everybody should have a wonderful day.